Small towns all over Illinois are preparing for the 4th of July holiday, celebrating the nation's origins and sometimes their own. Today we'll look at one of those communities, Sibley, Illinois, east of Bloomington Normal, over by Gibson City. Marge Vetter is a member of the Sibley Business and Historical Association. Her family has more than a century of history and involvement in Sibley. Vetter says Sibley was at one time the center of perhaps the nation's largest farm.
It first originated from a gentleman by the name of Michael Sullivan. He bought a grave amount of farmland in 1854, and it comprised of 65 square miles and 40,000 acres. He lost about 20,000 acres in the Broadland area, which is south of Champaign, and he sold it for over a quarter of a million back then.
So who was he?
Michael Sullivan. He was just a big landowner. He came from Ohio. His name is Michael Sullivan. But then, after a while, he was having a lot of problems with his money, and Mr. Sibley bought it in 1878, I believe.
Who was Sibley?
Mr. Sibley was Hiram Sibley. He was from Chicago. He lived in Chicago, but is originally from Rochester, New York. And he came to this area to buy land. And he bought the land from Mr. Sullivan and created a vast amount of a tenant system, most like sharecropping or whatever. But he was a very great agricultural person, created many new agriculturals like devices. He had his own farm machinery he created. He created a lot of the lambs with the tenant systems, the tenant houses, and he also was a creator of Western Union, the telegraph system.
So that's kind of where some of that money came from.
Yes, and at the time he created these tenant houses and farms, he painted all the houses yellow to commemorate his ownership of Western Union, and also everyone got a red barn. He supplied 4 horses and 3 milk cows on each farm.
So that's how
it all started. And then he started building houses and seed barns and churches and grocery stores and things in the Sibley area.
So how dependent were the tenant farmers on him? How were the leasing arrangements? Were they tough? Did they give the ability for the tenant farmers to make a decent living, or how was it?
Oh, yes. Yes, he did. He was a very generous man. He hired a farm manager to look over the farms and help him. It was sort of an innovation by some of the sister-in-laws of the Sibley family that in the 1930s, every house received electricity in the farms and also bathrooms. So everyone was treated the same. Everyone was given the same amenities by the Sibley family back then. He also created the idea of the livestock management and brought in the idea of hog farms and cattle, and they're all purebreds. So he set up hog buildings, cattle buildings, and everything in order to help supply the farmers with extra income besides the agriculture of corn and soybeans.
How long did the land ownership stay concentrated in that family? You mentioned a couple of Sibley heirs.
This is very interesting because my husband and I left the Sibley farm, which was painted yellow, to one of the was a Sibley heir, and that was in 2006. It lasted up until the family in 1977. It was divided among some heirs, and all the farms were put in a hat, and they drew numbers. So every farm had a different number. And then as presently, right now, as of this year, there is one farm left that is owned by a Sibley heir. And that's just 3 miles west on 165 in Sibley.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. We're talking with Marge Vetter. We often think of the origin of hybrid seed as belonging to Tazewell County with the yellow dent corn. But you're saying that Hiram Sibley was also a seed experimenter and agricultural entrepreneur in research areas as well.
Yes, he was. One of the neat things that I found out was the Sibleys had a seed house, and all the seeds were created in Rochester, New York, or in the Chicago area, and supplied to the farmers here in Sibley. One of the things that my husband and I found out that many of the seeds and the seed boxes they were displayed in, you can see them at the Henry Ford Museum at Greenfield Village in Dearborn, Michigan. The general store has a display of all this. And still on today, you can find Sibley seed advertisement and seed packages that are sold on eBay, even the seed boxes. My husband and I had went to a meeting over in Funk's Grove by Bloomington and had also listened to a lecture by a gentleman, and he was also a good friend of Mr. Funk, creator of Funk's Grove.
And Funk Seeds, so.
Yes. So I'm sure that there was some correlation between the two, and he did create his own seed.
When did Sibley Seed go out of business?
I'm not too sure. He had already had his companies in Rochester, New York, established. There is a huge, huge museum in Rochester, New York, where his home is still standing. And the library is a huge area just devoted to the Sibley family.
How important is this family legacy to pass on to residents today? Is it largely forgotten other than by history buffs like you?
Pretty much, although I think a lot of people have known about the Sibley family. Tom Sibley at one time lived in Sibley. He just passed away in 2006, but he resided here for a while. And so people know he had brought some buffalo here to Sibley at one time, but people knew Tom Sibley, and they sort of knew of the legacy of the Sibley family. But as time goes on now, yes, it's not as relevant to the newcomers in town, but we as a Sibley Business and Historical Association just want to keep the legacy alive.
How large was the average farm size?
They ranged from anywhere from 80 acres to 160 acres when it first started.
So if he owned 20,000 acres around Sibley, that's a lot of farmers.
Yes. I think if my memory is correct, he established about 146 farms out of those acres. By a certain date, he had built over 134 houses. Not only did he have a house for his tenants, he also built houses, at least one or two houses, for the laborers that helped the tenant.
And that was a little unusual because they often lived in sheds or an outbuilding.
Right. Even when my husband and I lived on this one of the Sibley Air Farms, we had two houses also that were let us provide for two labor families to live in.
Now, did he take a similar collective approach to harvest, or was that dependent on the tenant farmers themselves to make those arrangements?
He left it to the farm manager to do what he thought was correct. All farming was based on a 50-50, 50% income, 50% expenses were all done by the farmer and the landlord. That included also when raising livestock, that was all 50-50 done. And also when it came to do any improvements to the insides of the buildings, that was also handled 50-50. So when a farmer got ready to retire or quit, he was reimbursed his 50% share of what he put into the buildings.
How vibrant is Sibley today? A lot of rural communities are struggling with the hollowing out of the rural population. How vibrant is Sibley?
Well, around Sibley, the farms are getting larger and larger. Many of the small farms, the houses are gone, torn down. Tool sheds are torn down and just made into very large farms. The town itself, at one time it was larger. Now it's, I believe it's down to 300 people. Of course, our post office used to be open full time. Now it's only open 5 hours during the day. To eventually, I'm sure that our post office will be closed with only little boxes to get our mail. A lot of the businesses have closed, although in Sibley we do have 3 very nice gift shops. Last year, we totally renovated our downtown, all based on donated money, with all new sidewalks, all new face buildings painted. We had the original street lamps refurnished along the main street. You can tell that a lot of people still like Sibley. And a lot of the money was not from the local people itself. Some of it was, but a lot of it was from people that grew up here and just really wanted to see Sibley come alive.
Marge Vetter is with the Sibley Business and Historical Association talking about the village today and its founder, Hiram Sibley. Sibley will celebrate its origins this weekend with car shows, 2 musical concerts, and History of Sibley tram tours. Find out more about the Sibley Business and Historical Association at its Facebook page.